A lot of excused absences today.
We'll say, call out Shmuel Aronson in South Africa. Mickey Levinson was taking care of his child, and et cetera, et cetera. Okay. Let's try and just add one more brick or one more tile to the building of the world of Nezikin. We have over here just a few lines in the Gemara, but with a lot of very important principles for the world of Nezikin. We're back to the Mishnah, and we pointed out that in the Mishnah, we have a kelev shenot al charara, v'holach legadish ochal hacharara v'hidlik hagadish al hacharara meshalim nezik shalim. That's considered to be shame. V'hagadish meshalim chatzin nezik, and we saw a machlokes. Why is there chatzin nezik in the world of gadish? And this brought us to the whole machlokes of Rav Yochanan and Rish Lakish. According to Rav Yochanan, we have a concept of isho mishum chitzav, and therefore we could speak of the kelev as being the chetz, that this kelev who is the ruach metzuya, who is moving the gachelet from property A to property B, that this kelev is the chetz of the owner, and as such, we have a world of tsroros, that the moment that we move over to kocho, in the world of mamon hamazik, we have the world of tsoros, and that's where the chatzinezek comes from. It's the koach of the kelev. Mashein can, according to Rish Lakish, we have a problem. That lechora isho mishum mamono, and this ish is the mamon of the kelev, and since when does kelev have mamon? And so we spoke about the fact that you're chayev chatzinezek only on the place of the nezek, because we're dealing with the nukimta of adye aduye. In other words, in which we have a classic case, again, of regel and of tsoros, and therefore there's, but in terms of the goddess itself, actually we have a ptur. That's what we spoke about on Daf Kaf Beis Amud Aleph. Now we're revisiting that machlokas and pointing out that there is another individual in the picture that we haven't mentioned, that we have a Baal HaGacheles. And once we already stated, why are we coming to this now in Daf Kaf Gimel Amud Aleph? Because once we stated that everyone agrees that Isha Mishum Mamono, just that Rav Yochanan adds Isha Mishum Kocho, so this Gachelet is the Mamon of the Baal HaGachelet. And so why don't we speak about this as being the Eish of the Baal HaGachelet, that the Kelev, you know, via the Pshia of the Baal HaGachelet, took the gachelet and moved it from place to place, and so we should have over here that we should have a chiyuv meets on the Baal HaGacheles. That's the Gemara's question over here. Man chayav. Up to now we've spoken about Baal HaKelev. That's what the Mishnah mentioned. V'lechayev nami Baal HaGacheles. So before we see the answer of the Gemara, we have to ask, what exactly is the question? We said the Baal HaKelev is chayav. Now we point out that there is another guilty party, the Baal HaGachelet. Is this in place of the Baal HaKelev, or is this in addition to the Baal HaKelev? So theoretically, this could be totally on the girsa. What is Rashi's girsa in this Gemara? Halki Garsinan, what does Rashi say? Hachi Garcina. V'l'chayiv nami gal hagachel. So Rashi clearly understood that we're not taking the Baal HaKelev off the hook. We're just adding in the Baal HaGachel. What's Tosis' girsa? L'chayiv Baal HaGachel. In other words, it's an open question within Tosis. Okay? In other words, that once we have these two girsas, so according to Rashi, namely, we were saying that when you have two perpetrators, so they should split the damages between them. Tosas has a girsa, which is a neutral girsa. But how does Tosas himself learn? L'chayev ba'al gacheles, the first one, Perush, gam ba'al gacheles. Even though Tosas didn't have Rashi's girsa, but he had Rashi's understanding that if we bring in another poshea, we have the ba'al hakelev who is poshea, that the kelev went into someone's rishus and took out the gacheles. And then we also have the Baal HaGacheles' pshia. He allowed the kelev to come into his rishus and take it. Veloshi pater bal hakelev legamre. With this, we'll see the Pirashti Le'el in a few minutes. But in any case, so far, we have Rashi and Tosa saying that when you have two perpetrators, we're going to split the damage. There is a Deya, once you have Tosa's Girsa, that lends itself to a possibility that the Baal Hagachelos will replace the Baal Hakelev as the responsible. Namely, that when we have two people who are responsible, who do we look at? If we have two people responsible, we want to say that only one of them pays. Who should pay? The one who is more responsible. In other words, I will look at who's the Iker and who is the Tofel, who began the process and who was just, like Rabbi Yakiva speaks about when you have three Adam Zomamim, four Adam Zomamim, right? So we have a Tofel Adivar Avera. We have the Iker, the first two who come, and then we have a Tofel Adivar Avera. So in Eid Zomim, we have a unique Zeres HaKosim, we're going to punish all of them. But certainly there's a svara to say that the first two that created the Eidus, they should be Chayav and the other should be Pater. So there is, once you have Tosus's Girsa, so lends itself to that. So I'm sorry I didn't send you in the Marim HaKomos, but if you look what I printed for you in the Tosus Shants, Va'oda Omeri, the Metzinan Lemeimar, L'Chayev Bal HaKeles HaKol. He began everything by leaving his doors open, and therefore the kelev had, sort of allowed the kelev to come into his rishus and take his gacheles. Okay? So we have over here then, so far, two options. One option is that when you have two people who are poshea, they'll split the damages. And the other is, let's look at who is more responsible, and he will pay everything. I sent you as well to, sort of wild goose chase, to a shach in Choshen Mishpat and to a Tosus Rid that the shach himself quotes, which is the core of Hishita, in Maseches Kedushin, the Yitachen, that there is a third approach when we have two people who are responsible. We paskin, ein shliach l'dvar avera. Namely, if I tell Yaakov, go ahead and break his window, so and Yaakov listens to me, so it's when Yaakov and they catch Yaakov in the act, and he says, but Rabbi Miller told me to do it, so I have a taina. What's my taina? Divri harav, divri hatalma, divri misham. Why are you listening to me? Why are you listening to the Torah? Ein shliach l'dvar avera. Yaakov is chayav. I'm off the hook. Okay? However, in the Sugi and Kedushin, there are unique situations where we say, Yesh Shliach Lidvar Avera. We have Gzeras HaKosuv in certain situations where we say, Yesh Shliach Lidvar Avera. One of them is the world of Shlichut Yad, in which if Yaakov is a watchman over something, and I tell him, Yaakov, go ahead and drink from it, etc. Go ahead and move it, go ahead and use it. In other words, that there, we say that the Mishaleach is going to be Chayev, called Dvar Pesha, right? You know, it's my Dibur. We have unique situations. According to Shammai, if I tell Yaakov, I'm Murder Incorporated, and I tell Yaakov, you be my hitman, and shoot someone, then in such situations, according to Shammai, I'm Chayev. That's what happened with David and with Yoav. David told Yoav to hit, right? The husband of Bathsheba, and it's considered to be David's murder, right? And at least, according to Shammai, it's not just a metaphor, but we view it as Yesh Shliach Lidvar Avera. So what's the din when we say Yesh Shliach Lidvar Avera? Does that mean that the hitman is off altogether? Or that in the case of Shlichus Yad, the person's off altogether? So look over here in the Tosus Rid, and then we'll come back to the Shach. So Tosus Rid points out, Shileach biyad pikeach, ha-pikeach chayav, v'amai, neima shlucho shodem kamoso, v'lachayev mishaleach, perush, af algav de shliach lo motzi le'ifture, kevandu pikeach, nafgamina, di'ileka l'shtalume minei, mifra min ha-mishaleach. That we have the possibility that in cases where we say Yesh Shliach Lidvar Avera, that we're going to have simply a set of priorities. First we'll go to A, and if we can't be Mechayev A, then we'll Mechayev B. And that's what the Shach over here quotes in the name of his father. That in the middle of the section that I photostatted for you, that the Chayav HaMashayach Aposkin B'Alma Namid Yeshel Chedvar Aveira Hecha Shelo Yada Imken Kro Hachi Isa Deino Barchi Yuva, etc. Imken Kro Asi Hecha De'en Lo Lushalem Pshita De'lekulei Alma Pater HaMashayach. That in general, when the Mashayach is off the hook because of Ein Shliach Chedvar Aveira, Hacha Chayav Aval Im Yesh Lo Lushalem V'yodea Du Barchi Yuva Kagavna Pshita namely that we don't take the shliach off the hook. We simply say he's going to be second in command. That if we can't take the money from A, we're going to take the money from B. And so, in other words, even though this is not in our sugya, but clearly we have an option of saying lechayev baal hagacheles, would mean that we would first be mechayev the baal hakelev, but if we can't get the money from him, then we'll go back to baal hagacheles. Namely, we have over here three options when you have two poshim. One option is that they'll split the damage. The other option is let's look and see who is more responsible. And the third option is that we'll say that A will pay first, and if he can't pay, we'll go to B. I didn't see that in the Rishonim over here. But the Shita exists. It's found in the world of Ein Shliach Lidvar Avera. Okay, is this the first time that we're coming in Perek Hetzer HaRegel to a situation where we have two poshim, it's in the picture?
Can we talk about it by the Gamal?
Excellent, right. Tosis himself says, we spoke about this back on Daf Kaf Beis, that when we had the case of Misach Sechet, when you had the case where you had a Baal HaGamal and you have a Chenveni, so we spoke about the fact that the Baal HaGamal is Chayav, fear in other words, because he allowed his camel to take the flame and to spread it out throughout the building. He's Chayav on the entire Bira. But then we asked, but in the Seifa, he niya Chenveni Nero Bachutz. And over there we said, Chenveni Chayev. Why is only the Chenveni Chayev? Right? In other words, the Gemara asks, V'imim misachseches amai Chayev. In other words, the Baal HaGamal is also in the picture. What's the Gemara asking over there? What was the question of the Gemara? That the Baal HaGamal should also be Chayev, or the Baal HaGamal should be Chayev instead of the Chenveni? That's a Machlokes Rashi and Tosos and Daf Kaf Beis Amid Aleph. Tosos is Lishita So. I'm reading Tosfos Daf Kaf Beis Amid Aleph. Kevan shegamhu posheya, right? And Tosfos brings the raya from our Gemara. Lifrich l'chayev baal gacheles. Afal pi shebaal hakelev posha. Gam baal hagacheles yesh ol hischayev. Namely, that the Tosfos understands that we have a shita. It's not dafka on Daf Kaf Gimel Amid Aleph, but Daf Kaf Gimel Amid Aleph, Daf Kaf Beis Amid Aleph, we have over here the Name, right? Rashi over there doesn't say anything, right? Rashi doesn't tell us, in other words, but Tosfos is black and white, okay? So according to Tosfos, we have a rule that whenever you have two poshim, we're always going to say, split the damages. We find it on Daf Kaf Beis Amid Aleph. We find it on Daf Kif Gimel Amid Aleph. But again, we can ask, are these the only two circumstances? Again, Tosfos by us on Daf Kaf Gimel Amid Aleph also cross-references that Gemara. Kipirashti La'el says Tosfos Gave Chenveni. Amai Chayav means Amai, why is he the only one who's Chayav? There's also the Baal HaGamal. Okay? But then Tosfos also quotes another Gemara. What does Tosfos quote? After quoting the Gemara Daf Kaf Beis Amid Aleph, what then does Tosfos refer to? Le'el Daf Yutes Amid Beis. What's Le'el Daf Yutes Amid Beis? By the Dril, where we had the Dril. We had this object that had been tied to the foot of the Tarnagol. Then the Tarnagol sent it flying, right? So on Daf Yutes Amid Beis, we saw that according to Rav Huna, in that case, in other words, Rav Huna says, in that case, the Baal HaTarnagol is Chayev. The Baal HaTarnagol is Chayev. And Rashi explains, Ela Masnisim, Lo Metukma Ela Ba'adji Yaduye, Zorak HaTarnagol HaDliel, Shiver Bizrikaso Kelim, Have Tsroros. Okay, but the problem is, that object had an owner. And that owner did what to the object? He didn't just leave his property open. According to Rav Huna, what did he do? He tied it to the leg of the Tarnagol. Why don't we bring, in other words, this object that the Tarnagol is throwing he's punting for three points. This object was tied to his leg by a Baal Hadlil. V'afilu kisharo adam, says Rashi, Name lo mishalem elachatzi nezek bal hatarnagol v'hakosher patur shelo niskal adam biboro. In other words, that the bottom line is nachon. Had, in other words, he tied it to the leg of the tarnagol, and the tarnagol would simply be standing there, and then someone tripped over it, so he would be chayev, the one who's kosher. But that's not what happened. The tarnagol then went ahead and kicked it and sent it flying. So now that person is history, the kosher, and the Baal HaTarnagol is chayev. But what does Tosa say? The Tosa says, and Tosa Yirmaskil V'chi points out that he quotes Rashi and says, Kosher l'feirusho mikomakam l'chayev mishum isho dehave ka'avnos akino maso sheinichan b'rosh gago v'nafla b'ruach mitzuya v'hiziku v'hade da'azle. In other words, that this tarnagol can be viewed as the ruach mitzuya of the person who tied it. In other words, that he took the object, like someone has an object on his roof, and the ruach mitzuya blows it off. Here the tarnagol, the ruach mitzuya blows it off. Havik ruach mitzuya. And therefore, he should appear be chayev. Then litosis is l'shitaso. We have one, two, three sugyos, where we have two mazikim. Tosis says, split the damage. That's the rule of Tosfos. Whenever you have two mazikin, you split the damage. Rashi appears to, in other words, we saw the Tosfos Shan says no. When you have two, you always look at the one who is more chayav. Rashi on Daf Yud Tesamud Beis agrees with the Tosfos Shan that once we have the Baal HaTarnagol in the picture, that excuses the Baal, the kosher. Rashi by us learns like Tosfos that we have two. Is Rashi Soser himself? And Rashi, by the Gemara, doesn't say anything. Okay, we have three sugyas. Tosfos is boom, boom, boom. In each sugya, he's Lushi Toso. Tosfos Shantz simply says on our sugya that one is responsible, the one who's more. We assume Tosfos Shantz says that in general. And Bemet, you know, he quotes the previous Gemara. He quotes the Gemara of the Chenveni, and says over there there is the Baal HaGamal is more responsible. And with wherever you have someone who is more responsible, he should be chayev. What about in the world? What about Rashi? He agrees with the Tosfos Shantz in the first sugya, agrees with the Tosfos by us in the third sugya. Second sugya doesn't say anything. I mean, how could you explain Rashi that it shouldn't be Soser himself? That when you have an Iker and a Tafel, then we go after the Iker. But when we have two equals, then we say, we'll split it. Namely, that Rashi could say, I'll agree with the Tosfos Shantz in principle, but it won't apply to the world of the Kelev and the Charara. There, each of them play a similar role. Each, you know, it's the dog's walking, that's a Hemshech of the owner of the dog, and that's a Ruach Mitzuya of the owner of the Gacheles. In other words, that the dog's walking plays the same role, chape each of these two. In the case of the Tarnagol kicked it in an unusual manner, that Soros, that's something which only the Baal HaTarnagol is responsible. But when the dog is simply walking a classic regel, so that, in other words, or a classic Eish, in other words, he's moving it according to moving the fire from here to here. So that there the two of them are equally responsible. Okay, so we have over here a three. It's a two machlokas, and I pointed out that in a different sugya in Yeshivat Varavera, we have the possibility that they're both chayav, but they're chayav in a sequence. First we mechayev A, and if A can't pay, then we'll be mechayev B. Okay. Rashi points out on our sugya, let's come back to Daf Kaf Gimel Amud Aleph, that this whole question of lechayev ba'al gacheles is only in a case, assuming that the ba'al gacheles and the ba'al hagodish are two different people. But the maskana of the Gemara is that lo tzricha, the bottom line of the Gemara, do'achla de'godish de'ba'al hacharora. That it's really the same person. It's really, really the same person. So the Baal HaGacheles is really not in the picture over here. So Tosfos points out in the second Tosfos, L'chayev Baal HaGacheles, Hay Lishna Lav Dafka. Doesn't mean the Baal HaGacheles should be chayev in the Maskana. The Hab Metukma, the Maskana is the Ochla Begodish, the Baal HaCharara. Ela Klomar, She Potter Baal HaKelev Michelko Shel Baal HaGacheles Velo Yishalem Ki'im HaRevia. What it means is, according to Tosis, if we have two guilty parties, then they split the damages. Here, if one of the guilty parties is the Nizok himself, so that would simply remove the total responsibility from the Baal HaKelev. He should only pay half, he shouldn't pay all. Okay? That's the beginning of Tosis. That's, with Tosis simply pointing out, let's learn this L'chayev, not only according to the Hava Mina, that the Baal HaKelev is a third party, let's learn it even according to the Maskana, there's contributory negligence. But Tosfos says, just a minute, contributory negligence, what should that do with the Baal HaKelev? If the Nizok didn't watch his own property, it should patter the Baal HaKelev. That's Tosfos' next question. V'im Tomar asks Tosfos, Amai lo parach v'lifter Baal HaKelev min hacharara. If we're talking about in the Maskana that the Baal HaGodish is the Baal HaGacheles, so it means the Nizak was negligent. The Nizak is negligent. Why should the Baal HaKelev be Chayev? So the Tosfos gives, again, a principle. Mamash, this Gemara is so full of principles. V'nira mikan ledaktek, de yoser yesh lo adam lehizoher atzmo, shelo yazik acherim, mishelo yuzak. Shemachuyav lishmar gachalto min hakelev, af al pi she'en lo rishus likanes lebeso, kedei shelo yazik acherim. Okay? Ve'efshar lishmar atzmo kedei shelo yichnos bal hakelev, kedei lito chararto. Tosfos says that we have two different standards. We have a standard of how much a person has to watch that he shouldn't be damaged, and how much he has to watch that others shouldn't be damaged because of him. In other words, that we hold him to a higher standard when others shouldn't be damaged because of him. But it doesn't mean that therefore that paters the caliph for damaging him. And when the caliph damages others, he's going to be responsible for his negligence. But it doesn't take the caliph off the hook for the damage that was done to him. That we view him like two different people. In other words, and Tosfos brings a beautiful example to this rule from the case of what's called in Hebrew a tunat sharsheret, what's it called in English? When you have a pile up, right? We have a pile up. So later on, the Gemara Daf Lamed Aleph, we have this pile up that we have people walking, the Kadarim walking, carrying their burdens. We have the Steve Dorfs, is that what they're called? What do you call people who you hire to carry the movers? Okay, what schleppers? You have the schleppers, each carrying, right? In other words, each of them is carrying, a chavis, and the first schlepper trips, okay? And then the second one trips over him, and the third one trips over him, right? In other words, we have them tripping over one another. So we say that in this situation, let's look at Tosfos. V'chein mashma b'minyach b'shmaisim dekadorim deparich in niskal poshea sheni name l'chayev. Namely, that if we view tripping as pshia, so this is number one, number two, number three. When two fell down, we say if niskal poshea, if we view someone who trips as a poshea, so two should be chayev to three. Right? Yes?
Didn't we say a while ago that two could make the claim that he only tripped because of?
So then Tosis continues and points out, Alma v'eino poshea le'inyan shiyipater rishon b'nizakav. Namely, that even though we view two as being a poshea klape three, but it doesn't take one, we say that one has to pay two. Because if we say niskal poshea, but why should one pay two if two is a poshea? In other words, isn't there contributory negligence on the part of two? True. One was poshea. But two, we're now saying, is also a poshea. That's why it's chayev on three. So we say that we have a different standard of pshia in terms of hurting someone else than in terms of your being hurt. That you're held responsible for pshia, for hurting someone else. So one is chayev to two, and two is chayev to three, because their pshia caused damage to someone else, but it doesn't take two off the hook for the damage that was done to him. In other words, that the contributory negligence is in terms of what he's doing. So the lechayev over here, name bal hagacheles, is that the bal hagacheles should also be responsible for a third person's gadish. But if his gadish was hurt, we're not going to take the Baal HaKelev off the hook because the Baal HaGadish was responsible. And the Tosa says that we have over here that there is a concept of contributory negligence, but only in terms of a third party. In terms of himself, there is a lower standard. In other words, so now moving over back to the Gemara, what is the Gemara telling us? That b'shishim ergachalto. The reason that the Baal HaGacheles is not chayev when a third person party is injured is shimer gachalto. So Gemara asked, ish shimer gachalto, my boy kelev hasam, bishachotar. Amar Rav Mari, bereid Rav Kahana, zot omerit, stam drosos chaturo, sein etzel kelev. In other words, they were saying that having the fence, that's enough to take the Baal HaGacheles off the hook in terms of a third party that was damaged. But let's say we hadn't had the fence. Let's say that we had a situation where you had a delet ne'ula. I'm sorry. Segura v'lo ne'ula. Let's say we have over here, a situation where here's the gacheles, and here we have a door, and here we have the kelev. And it's not a fence. It's not a fence that the kelev has to go under. If the kelev has to go under, so then we say that the baal gacheles is patur for any damage that the kelev does to someone else. Let's say the kelev simply had to push the door with his nose, and the door would open, and then he took the gacheles. In that case, would the Baal HaGacheles be chayev for someone else?
Sure.
Sure, right? Certainly. Would the kelev be patur for eating the gacheles? According to Tosfos, what does Tosfos say?
If he eats it in someone else's.
V'nira mikan l'daktek d'yosi yesh l'adam li'zoher atzmo shelo yazik acherim mishelo yuzak. Shemachuyev l'shmor gachal tom en hashal gafo pishen l'rishus likanes l'beiso k'dei shelo yazik acherim. However, efshar l'shmor atzmo k'dei shelo yichnos kelev k'dei lito charato.
Namely, that we're not taking the Baal HaGacheles off the hook in terms of the damage that's done to him. That we can convince that we have it. According to Tosis, we have an in-between situation. In Achinami, a person has to watch his own objects that they shouldn't be damaged by someone else. And a person has to watch his own objects that shouldn't go out to damage. But the standards are different, says Tosfos. We have Yoser Yesh L'daktik. He has to be L'daktik more in terms of others than in terms of himself. But, in other words, we have contributory negligence on both parts, but on different levels. But if you look in the, I photostated it for you, in the Shita, the Talmud of Noperetz, Talmud says, L'chayeh Baal Gacheles, Klomar, Sheyipater Baal HaKelev Mechelko Shabal HaGacheles, Afal Pisha Engo Lishmor Atzmo Miliot Nizok. In other words, a person has no responsibility to watch, to leave his door in any manner that his items shouldn't be hurt. That the Baal HaKelev is always going to be Chayev, whether the Baal HaGacheles had a wall, had a door, didn't have anything. The Baal HaKelev always is going to be responsible for damaging someone else. I have no responsibility to watch my objects if they shouldn't be damaged. I have responsibility, says the Tosus Rabbeinu Peretz, to watch my property. It shouldn't damage someone else. But I have no responsibility. If a Kelev comes in, it's irrelevant if the Kelev comes in from below, if the Kelev pushes the door, or even had there been no door. The Kelev simply walks in to my property and eats something, the Baal HaKelev is chayev. According to Tosfos, if my door was open, I have contributory negligence. Maybe Baal HaKelev is only chayev half. Maybe he's not chayev everything. In other words, that we have over here a machlokas between Tosfos and Tosfos Rabbeinu Peretz. According to Tosfos Rabbeinu Peretz, ein shias Hanizak poter hamazik. The fact that the Nizak was posheya and left his door open, that's not b'maman hamazik. That if my animal goes into someone else's property, I can't claim, you left the window open, you left the door open, that's why my parrot flew into your rishus and ate your apple pie. It's not my fault. In other words, according to his parents, what? My piton. Your parrot should not be in my property. Irrelevant if my window was open, my window was closed, v'chule. According to Tosfos, yesh shiat hanizak liftor mama hamazik. To a degree. It's not the same level as pshia that my object shouldn't go out and damage, but I can claim the reason that your animal came into my property, that the reason my animal went into your property is because the door was open. So you're also partially responsible. In other words, that Tosis deals with the fact that a person has to watch himself that he shouldn't be injured. Not just he has to watch himself that his object shouldn't injure others, he also has to watch himself that he shouldn't be injured. It's not the same. Yesh Yosef, right? That there was that it's, this is, you know, so we have a different standard, but there is a concept of Shia Tanizok. Masha'en Ken Tosef Ben Peretz says, nothing doing. This machlokas between Tosef and Ben Peretz is really a machlokas between whom and whom? Let's turn the page over to Kaf Gimel on the days. Let's look at the Gemara before the Mishnah, where it says, "Hanu Ize." You have it. It's about two thirds of the way down the Amud, beginning of the line.
Hanu Ize Debei Tarbu, that there were Izim, there were goats that belonged to a certain family, have a Mifsidi L'Rav Yosef. They were causing Rav Yosef damage. They were going into Rav Yosef's property, these Izim, and eating. Amar Leila Avaye, so Rav Yosef told his Talmud, Avaye, Zil, Ema Lahula Marayu, Lilitz Ninu. Tell the owner, tell Bar Tarbu to tie up his goats. Amar Le, Amay Ezel, so Avaye says, what good will it do that I go to tell him? E Azilna, if I go, Amri Li, they'll tell me, Ligdor Mar Gedira Bare, they'll say, go to Rav Yosef and tell Rav Yosef to put a fence around his property. What do you want from us? Rav Yosef should protect himself. E, V'i Godar, I'm sorry. In other words, so Abai is continuing, or Rav Yosef then turns to Abai and says, I can't be chayev to put a fence around my property. And if I'm chayev to put a fence around my property, shame the chiyuv rachmana hecha mishkachasla. Then how would you ever have a chiyuv of shame? Shame is only in Rishus HaNizak. If every Nizak has to put a fence around his property, how would you ever have a chiyuv of shame? So Abaye says, kishachatra, iname de nafaguda belaila. You only have a chiyuv of shame in very, very, very unusual circumstances. In other words, you only have a chiyuv if the Nizak put a fence and then somehow the animal got under the fence or the fence fell down at night, etc. But if the Nizak didn't put a fence, then the mazik is off the hook. No. Who is Tosfos Rabbeinu Peretz parroting, and who is Tosfos parroting? Tosfos, who says that there's a responsibility of a person to see that he is not damaged, and if he doesn't take that seriously, then the mazik is off the hook. That's like whom? Tosfos is like Abaye. And Tosfos Rabbeinu Peretz is like Rav Yosef. Right? Okay, how do we paskin? Like Abaye or like Rav Yosef? So here, on Kaf Gimel and Beis, Hanu Ize, I'm sorry, Tosfos Dibur HaMaschil, Yachle Lameimar, Ligdor Mar Gedira Ba'ara, Haya Nishmat Abaye. Abaye wanted to have an excuse not to go to the Bar Tarbu. He didn't feel like going to Bar Tarbu. Shelo haya chafes leilech l'sham. Toha tenan, ochla betoch achonus b'shalemes. Lo aminon haya lo lin ol chanuso. Now, Abaye over here didn't mean this seriously. He didn't mean seriously that they're going to tell me that halachically, you, Rav Yosef, have to protect yourself. We've been learning Ketzet HaRegel for a few months. We never saw such a concept. We, in the first parak also, Shein HaMazik, that we always have to take into account, is there a fence? We never saw that. Ochla mitoch hachanus. An animal goes, sticks his head into a chanus. Lo aminon haya lo lin ol chanuso. We didn't say it's the owner's fault that he should have put a screen in the window. V'chein ochal mitzivei harachava. We're not speaking over there about that he has to protect himself. Uleil nami lo parach lifter bal hakelav min acharora. We don't say that bal hakelav should be patur because there is no fence. We said the fence is to protect someone else, not to protect the nizak. And therefore, says Tosa Shrif Alphas Pasuk Karev Yosef. V'lesa l'da Abaye. T'chui b'yalmahu. Abaye never meant this seriously. It was Tosfos over here is like whom? Or this Tosfos according to whom? We pass it like Rav Yosef. It's like a Peretz in a Peretz. It's not a problem. It's a machokas bali hatosfos. So we have a Tosfos on Amud Aleph, which is like Abaye, and we have a Tosfos on Amud Beis, which disagrees with Abaye, like Tosfos Rabbeinu Peretz. However, Rabbeinu Chananel al Atar quotes the whole story. Hanu Ize de Beitar Budave Mifside Rav Yosef. Amar Labaye Zil Atzninhu, Komar has hair of Baalehen, Shishmeru Otam, Heshiva Abaye, Yomru de Baalehen, Yigdor Geder Lisadehu. They'll say, you, Rav Yosef, you're the one who's being injured, you should protect yourself. Heshiv Rav Yosef could call Sadus Gedurot saying, Hi Crow, Beer Bistayacher, Hekamish Kakasla, Uparek Abaye, Chotra Behema Hagoder, Nofal Hagoder Belaila Benifnes Abema Baachla, Ki Haigavna Shein Chayevis, Ava Besada Shein Agedura, Hashem Petura. Comes Rabbeinu Hananel and concludes, Va'omda Ha Da Abaye Velo Ifracha. Abaye's response to Rav Yosef is the bottom line of the Gemara. That this is the halacha. That this is the halacha. V'ha de machriz rabba itema Rav Yosef, the next Gemara that we're not looking at currently, lav de samcha de Rav Yosef kishmaisi. Doesn't mean that we paskin that way. Abaye ha'uk me taima. Right? Abaye brought a good reason. This talik Rav Yosef is shasak. And Rav Yosef was quiet. Shtika ke hoda'a. V'rabba lo esbarare devar of ninhu. We're going to speak later on who the next Gemara is going to. Lefikach in koach livso kalacha kamosa. In other words, there's no reason not to paskin like Abaye. So Rabbeinu Hananel is like whom on our Amud? Tosfos. Okay, so over here, this machloket Tosfos Rabbeinu Peretz is a machloket between Rabbeinu Hananel and Tosfos on Daf Kaf Gimel Amud Beis. And this is really a machloket between Rav Yosef and Abaye. I'm sorry. Did I just switch it?
No, slowly.
I'm sorry. Yep, there we go. I'm sorry. Did I switch these two around? This is Abaye, and this is Rav Yosef. Okay, so we have machlokas amoroim, and we have machlokas on the kaf gimel beis who we paskin like. Tosas kaf gimel beis quotes the Rif that we paskin like Rav Yosef. Abaye was simply duchiya ba'alma. Rabbeinu Hananel paskins like Abaye. Tosas by us is like Abaye, that the nizak has a responsibility to watch himself. Tosfos on Daf Kaf Gimel Amud Beis is like the servant of Peretz, and Yitzhak has no responsibility to watch himself. Otherwise, shame. The Chiyev Rachmana, Hecha Mishkachasra. We're going to have to check every situation. Did the Yitzhak do his best to protect himself? Okay? So we have over here, Mamash Gemara, three lines of Gemara with two very important principles. Okay. Then we have a third principle, and with that we'll call it a day. It's Hashem. Back to Daf Kaf Gimel Amud Aleph, we set a concept that, yes?
That's a quick question. The Gemara about the Nizik riling up the dog, and then the dog bites him.
Yes.
Is that, we said that the Baal Kalev is Potter there? Is that, could that be a riot because the Nizik was Poshea?
But there the Nizik clearly was Poshea actively. Here the question is, what if the Nizik is Poshea passively? Simply, he doesn't, in other words, I have, my property is next to your property. In other words, and you have a basketball court on your property, and your kids are playing basketball, and the ball constantly goes into my rishus. And I say, can't you watch your kids? And you tell me, put up a fence. So who's responsible? I have to put up a fence to keep the ball out of my rishus, or you have to tell your kids, this, you know, it's, you have to be careful, that's not our rishus over there. And Maisi b'choyom and tinek, you know, or in the five towns, you know, that... I hear this as I get to America. You know, who's responsible, right? So over here we're saying, in terms of Maman Hamasik, it's a Machlokes Abaye and Rav Yosef, and in terms of Adav Hamasik, Adam Muad Liola. But in terms of Maman Hamasik, is there a passive negligence of my not putting up a fence? According to Abaye, yes. According to Rav Yosef, no. That's not considered to be passive negligence. Okay. So our Gemara, in order to neutralize the Baal HaGacheles' responsibility, says, B'shishimir Gachalto. The Baal HaGacheles was not Poshea. So Gemara asked, well then how did the Kelev get to it if he wasn't Poshea? So it answered that Chotar, he went under the fence. The Baal HaGacheles put a fence, therefore he's not responsible for the damage which is going to be caused by his Gacheles. His Gacheles was blocked by a fence, and the caliph took it out under the fence. So the question is, why call that? And so Gemara then comes to the conclusion, Shma Mina, Stam Delatot, Chaturo Seinetzel Kelev. Means that that fences cannot keep dogs out. And therefore, the Baal HaKelev should know that that fence doesn't take his responsibility off from watching his Kelev. He shouldn't go under the fence. But then why do we view the fence at all as Shmira? In other words, if the Kelev can go under the fence. Like, why do we have a different standard for the Baal HaKelev and for the Baal HaKelev? For the Baal HaKelev, we say, you should know that fence is not going to stop your dog from sniffing the Harara and going under the fence to eat it. But for the Baal HaKelev, I'm off the hook, I put a fence. So I'm not responsible if a Kelev came under the fence and pulled out my gacheles and burned something else. But we just said for the Baal HaKelev, your fence is meaningless. Why is it meaningful for you and not for the Baal HaKelev? That's what Tosis asks. Very powerful question. V'yim tomar, mash shishimer gachalto, mash shmira hizo. Why call it a shmira? Who are we fooling? Kevan shiyochal hakelev likone sham b'chatira, stam drosos chaturo seinetzel kelev. In other words, why call that a shmira if the Gemara says that every dog can go under a fence? Everyone knows that dogs go under fences. So why call the fence a shmira against the dog? That's a good question. Before looking at Tosis' answer, what would you have answered? Yes?
You could say that if he doesn't put up a fence at all, then he's being poshel legamre. But I mean, at some point, you don't have to put like a whole fortress around your...
Sharper. So what? But the Baal HaKelev, we're saying the Baal HaKelev.
The Baal HaKelev, it's going to be normal for him to go underneath.
Can you just toss on Svara? Your solutions are not to cause damage and to.
So that's it. Works the other way around.
Why?
In other words, that I'm more responsible that my HaKelev shouldn't go out. That's working. Yeah, that's why Tosis asked the question. Tosis assumes that I have responsibility, that I have a level of responsibility that I shouldn't be damaged. B, I have even more responsibility not to damage. So over here, why is my fence considered to be good enough if everyone knows that the dog can take it out?
It has to stop somewhere. And that's what Yaakov's saying, right?
But why do we appear to have different standards for the Baal HaKelev and the Baal HaGacheles? What Avos Nezikin are we talking about over here?
Ish.
On the part of the Baal HaKelev,
shame.
Shame, right? On the part of Baal HaGacheles, shame. Our question is, when the Kelev smells, right? He smells that there's someone... So I'm making a cookout, and he smells this delicious chunk of steak, and this chunk of steak is attached to one of the coals. And so the Kelev goes in, grabs the steak, pulls it out, eats the steak, and then drops the coal, and then the coal burns down, you know, a whole field. That's the case we're talking about. Why is the Baal HaKelev Chayev? That he should know that when his kelev smells steak on the other side of the fence, what's the kelev going to naturally do?
Dig
under the fence. Stam delasos chaturo sein etzel kelev. So the Baal HaKelev should have done what? Should have tied him up, right? At the moment that the neighbor begins to make a barbecue, the Baal HaKelev should go tie him up because there is a delet, right? So the neighbor, right, watched his gachelet, right? And there is a delet, but the kelev is not going to be bothered by the delet. He's going to go under the delet, and so the moment that the kelev goes under the delet to eat it, he's going to be, the Baal HaKelev is going to be chayev. However, in terms of Baal HaKelev, what's the issue over here? What damage is he causing? Via what avamazik?
Eish.
What is eish? What's the criteria of eish? When am I chayev? If I light a fire in my property, if a ruach metzuya can move it. A kelev going under a fence is not considered to be a ruach metzuya.
Even if Stan Dalsus chasur says a kelev, doesn't that mean that it's a normal thing to happen?
In other words, so this is, looking over here, this is the Ravid. Look at the Raivin. Zos omer estam dleton ulot v'gavishimur gachela sogi lebedelet yecholo la'amod beruach metzuya. Da Torah miata bishmirasa. Dechsiv ha-mavir es ha-be'era. Ad da'ovid ke'en mavir. Avol gavishen, the kelev, lo sogi leba ha-shimur, di'havi sogi leba la-kelev name ha-maychayev. Namely, that the Raivin is positing that we're going to have different standards for Eish and for Shein. That Shein is Chayav as long as I know that my animal has access to that person's property. Right? He can go under the fence. And Ubir v'stei Acher, I'm responsible when my animal causes damage in the property of the Nizak. But Eish, that's a din of Ruach Metzuya. The moment that I built a fence, then I'm keeping the Gachelet in my property. In other words, I don't have to consider dogs coming under my fence. That we're distinguishing between the world of Mazikin. That there is a different level in Achinami. The world of Mamon HaMazik, I'm Chaya for Pshia. But what level of Pshia? So there's a difference between the level of Pshia of Eish, says the Raivid. Again, I hear your question. That the Raivid says that the level of Pshia of Eish is less than that of the level of Pshia of Shein. In other words, that we're in a chinami. We have different criteria. Tosis didn't give that answer. Maybe he held like Ella, right? This is the Raivid's answer. What is Tosis's answer? Tosis's answer is v'yeshlamar kevon de notar kedenatri inche lo atrechuhu rabbanan tfei.
Do what's normal.
That he did what was normal. He built a fence. Where does that concept come from? Natri kada natri inche. Where did you hear it when you were in 8th grade or 7th grade? When what was the last time you learned Baba Metzia? In other words, when was the last time you learned Perek HaMafkid? What's natri kada natri inche? If I give my wallet to Yaakov, I'm sorry to picking on you, but pickings are scarce these days. So I give Yaakov my wallet, and I say, will you mind watching my wallet for me? I'm going to bake matzahs, right? There are pickpockets all around there. Could you mind watching my wallet for me? So what did Yaakov do? He put it with his wallet. And then both the wallets were stolen. What's the halacha? Potter. Why? He's a shomer chinam. And what's responsibility of the shomer chinam? Natri kada natri inche. To watch things the way that you watch your own things, right? That's right. Had I told Yaakov, do me a favor, watch my wallet, and I'll pay you $5 for watching my wallet, and turn him into a shomer sachar. What does he have to do with my wallet?
Bury it in the ground.
Bury it in the ground. Put it in a safe, right? But if I simply ask him, do me a favor, and he's a shomer chinam. A shomer chinam, that's the language of natre kida natre inche. Namely, Tosis is saying that we're using the criteria of what? Of the world of Shmira for the world of Nezikin. Is that so pashut? In other words, what you were saying, Alpisvara, what do you want him to do? Build a castle, build this, do that, etc. He's watching it normally. This is the way you watch fire. That's a criteria in the world of Shmira. Is it also in the world of Nezikin? Tosfos says black and white. Yes. Tosfos says the criteria of Nezikin is natri kada natri inche. And so therefore, the Baal Achelas is off the hook. Shimer means he watched it like he would watch, and had something be given to him to watch as a shomer chinam, and he put it on his table, and the door was locked. That's all. Someone could be choter underneath. That's already, in other words, a onus in the world of Shomer Chinam. Or if you want to, it's Gneva. Yeah, that's Gneva. In other words, and the Shomer Chinam is Pater on Gneva. He's Chayev on Pshia. Pshia is, had he left the door open, that would be Pshia. But here we have a door which is closed. We have a door which is closed. For the Kelev to come underneath, that's like Gneva. And so Shomer Chinam is Pater. He did Kedanatri, Kedanatri, Inshe. Tosis is making that equation. That's you should just know the sheet of Tosis b'chol haTorah kula. There's a Tosis in Baba Metzia in the sugya of Shomrim where he says
Shomrim Nezikin, Pshia is Pshia. The Pshia of a Shomer Chinam is the Pshia of a Baal HaMazik. However, I sent you to a Ramban. Let's look at the Ramban together. We're dealing with a thin, kol ha'olam kulo gesher tzar ma'od. Right? We have this thin bridge. And I'm in charge of a flock of sheep that was given to me as a shomer chinam. And I'm told, and they fall off the bridge. And I'm told I should have sent them one by one. I should have sent them over one by one. Iboy le'avure chada chada. Midivri Rabbeinu Zal, namely from the Rif, Lamadnu Shelo Amar Kain Ela Bishomer Sachar. Who has to watch the sheep that they should not push one another off the bridge? If I'm a Ro'eh, if I'm a shepherd, I'm being paid. This is my profession, to watch sheep. And to get the sheep to the pasture, they have to go over a bridge. I'm expected to send them over the bridge one by one. The boy, Nitirusa Ma'al Yasa, Kedarav Chista, V'Rabba Barav Huna, V'Ibra Sugya Hachi Mashma, Aval Shomer Chinam, Patur, She'ein Ze Pshia. Pshia is, how would I treat my own flock? I would send them across the bridge. But if I'm being paid, then I'm expected to have a higher standard. V'Kasha Li, B'Perakakones, Perakakones, which Mesechta? It's our Mesech, Baba Kama. Perakakones is dealing with the world of Nezikin, namely, what if the animals are going over the bridge and they fall off the bridge into my gina, into my yard, and they eat the vegetables? We're talking in the world of Nezikin. Gabi nofla lagina, Rav Kahana Amar lo shana ela shehuchaka biragleha. The only time that they're going to be patur is if they slipped on the bridge. Aval dachafta chaveira, but if they fell off the bridge because they were pushed off, pshiyahi. Iboy le lavure chada chada. In other words, in the world of Shomrim, the Shomer Chinam is patur, even if they were pushed off the bridge. In the world of Nezikin, we say that that's pshia if they eat when they're pushed off the bridge. Upasak Rabbeinu Hachakavase. Alma pshia gmurahi lechayev alei afilu Shomer Chinam. What's going on? In other words, the criteria of Shmira, we just said in our Gemara, it's not considered to be Pshia. In the Gemara in Hakones, it is considered to be Pshia. V'od ha'asam shenhu, v'shen v'regel b'shmira p'chusa sagile k'shomer chinam, afilu hachi machaye, v'hachat amris deina Pshia u'shomer chinam patur aleha, v'ika l'meimar, says the Ramban. The question is, if the criteria of Shmira and Nezikin are the same, why in the world of Shmira do we consider that it's not to be Pshia, and in the world of Nezikin we consider it to be Pshia? Iklamemar vaday Pshiahi. Kevan shedarkan liyos dochaf ozo etzo, ve'viron ka'achas, ein kan Shmira lo ma'ula ve'lo pechusa. Hilchav shein v'regel chayav, ein kan Shmira klal. On an objective plane, everyone knows that animals push one another off, and therefore, by my sending the animals on the bridge, that's pshia. And if these animals cause damage, I'm chayev. Umihu shomer chinam patur. Shomer chinam isn't taloi on an objective standard. What shomer chinam taloi on? Lo kibil alav l'troach kolkach sheyehe shomron u'ma'aviron kamo she'ose elosh. Sheyehe shomron u'ma'aviron kamo she'ose b'shelo. The shomer chinam never took upon himself not to be objectively negligent. He took upon himself to treat these animals like he treats his own animals. And his own animals, he sends them across as a group. And therefore, he's not chayev beyond that if he's a shomer chinam. Namely, the shomer chinam is doing me a favor. So his level of pshia is different than that of a stranger. A stranger's level of pshia is something which is objective. And we say, if everyone knows that sheep fall off of a bridge, that's considered to be pshia. The Shomer Chinam says, I'll do you a favor and watch your sheep, but don't expect me to watch them more than I watch my own. Right? That's a different level. Hilkach af al pi she'en kan shmira kal patur al menas kein kibil. The Ramban says you can't compare an objective world of Nezikin to a subjective world of Shmira. Shmira is what I accept upon myself. A Shomer Chinam never took upon himself to put a wallet in a safe. He took upon himself to watch your wallet like he watches his wallet. And he shouldn't be posheya.
In other words, but that level is a lower level or different level than the level of Nezikin. So the Ramban would disagree with Tosfos's Tzushta. Right? Tosfos holds whatever is considered to be Pshia in the world of Shomrim is Pshia in the world of Nezikin and vice versa. And so therefore, if Natri could have Natri Inche, if a Shomer Chinam would be Potur the moment that he put something on his table with a fence, so then the Baal Gacheles is Potur. The Ramban says nothing doing. The Baal Gacheles, that's a question as to whether this is called a Pshi in the world of Nezikin. But you can't bring a Raya from the world of Shmira. These are two different worlds. So the Ramban would learn Arsili Kesugya maybe like the Raya, that in the world of Nezikin, we'll have a different Pshia for Eish as for Shame. That's possible, but you can't bring a Raya from Natri to Natri Inche. That's the world of Shmira, not the world of Nezikin. Okay, so we have over here then today, we saw three very important principles. Principle number one, what do you do when you have two potion? Do they split the damage between them? Is one of them chayev and the other one off the hook because one's an ikar and one's the tafel? Do we say one is chayev first and only if you can't pay the will be mechayev the other one? That, you know, the first two certainly of machlokas we've shown and the third is mentioned in a different sugya. Secondly, we spoke about the fact, do I have to watch my own things that they shouldn't be damaged? Tosa says yes. Not on the same level as I have to watch that other people shouldn't be damaged, but I have to watch my own things that they shouldn't be damaged. Like what Abaye says in Daf Kaf Gimel Amid Beis, Mash She'en Kain, Tosas Rebbeinu Peretz says, no, I don't have to watch my own things, like what Rav Yosef implied on Daf Kaf Gimel Amid Beis, against Abaye. And so he pointed out, it's a Machokas Rav Yosef and Abaye, and a Machokas Rebbeinu Chananel, and Tosas and Kaf Gimel Amid Beis, according to whom do we paskin? Okay, that's a very basic inyan. And the third basic inyan that we spoke about is how do we define Pshia? Do we have a universal definition of Pshia that what a Shomer Chinam is chayev on is what an owner of Mamon Hamazik is chayev on, that same level of Pshia? Or do we say no, that we have a level of Pshia of the world of Nezikin, or levels of Pshia of the world of Nezikin, and we have a totally different level of Pshia, much lesser or greater, whatever you want to view it, from whoever's perspective, we have a different level of Shia and Shomer Chinam. Shomer Chinam is only what he took upon himself. Natri kin and natri inche. But we expect more of a stranger who's not doing anyone a favor, that he would have a different standard of Shia, and then we could have different standards for Eish, where all you have to do is create a situation where there is no Ruach Metsuya, as opposed to Shein, that you have to keep your animals out of someone else's property no matter what. It's your animals have no right to be in someone else's property, and unless it's onus. But as long as you know that stam d'lasos chaturos hein etzel kelev, then it's the responsibility under the dog to see that his dog doesn't burrow under someone else's property. Okay, so that's pretty good. You know, that's a lot to think about. Three sifim in Shulchan Aruch. So Bli Neder, after Pesach, we return on a Monday, right? So I'll give you Mar Makamos on Monday for Shir on Wednesday. That's what we usually do in any case. Okay, so you should all have a very, I mean, we'll still see one another today and tomorrow and Tuesday, but if I don't wish you a proper Chag Kosher Sameach, so Chag Kosher Sameach, meaningful Pesach, it should be a Zman Cheruseinu, that we should have a Cherus from our Yitzhara, and one should think, in terms of the concept of Matzah and Chametz, we're taking a step back to a very, very unique world of Tahara for 7 days to put ourselves on a different plane, and something of that should remain even when we go back to eating Chametz. Okay.
Thank you.